This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. There's growing international concern about America's air bombardment of Afghanistan, the human toll it's taking, and the number of refugees it's creating. Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf, a key member of the anti-terrorism coalition, wants a pause in the air war during Ramadan, the Muslim holy month that begins in about 2 weeks. Musharraf also suggested the United States reconsider the wisdom of the air war after 22 days of almost non-stop bombing. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is opposed to stopping the bombing during Ramadan. He told reporters at the Pentagon yesterday that the Taliban and their al-Qaeda allies are unlikely to take a holiday. International aid workers trying to provide assistance to Afghans who have fled the country and those who have remained are warning of increased distribution problems as the harsh Afghan winter approaches. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
For the second straight day, U.S. warplanes appear to be focusing their attention on the southern Afghan city of Kandahar, the spiritual headquarters of the Taliban, where residents report fresh attacks in a city which has seen almost uninterrupted bombing since the U.S. strikes began more than 3 weeks ago. Here in Islamabad, World Food Program spokesman Khalid Mansour says that Kandahar, once home to approximately 500,000 people, now appears almost empty.
According to our reports, Kandahar city looks deserted. Commercial offices and businesses are closed, and municipal water and power supplies have been disrupted. One resident told WFP that he gets water from a well, along with 300 other families in his community. People with savings have left or are leaving for the border, while people without money have gone to the rural areas for safety.
The World Food Program has not been able to distribute food in Kandahar since September 13th, when its international staff left the city. Local staff and other NGOs have also been unable to work, meaning that food distribution in the city has stopped almost entirely. In the capital, Kabul, some Afghan aid workers who travel regularly between the capital and Pakistan say the situation is relatively stable and that fewer people are leaving there. While many in the capital supported the idea of the U.S. strikes in the beginning, the mood, says one local aid worker, is turning to one of anger. Anger at a bombing campaign that continues to claim civilian lives while the Taliban remain firmly in place. People are also worried about the prospect of the Northern Alliance taking control of the city, remembering the violence in Kabul during the 4 years the opposition was in power there in the mid-1990s. The only solution, says one aid worker who prefers anonymity, is for the United Nations to take an active role when and if the Taliban are driven out. UN peacekeeping forces should be in Kabul, forces comprised of troops from Islamic countries, he says, plus those Afghan factions that didn't take part in the conflict that's prevailed for the past 9 years. This is the only solution, the aid worker says. Any other solution, he adds, will only lead to more violence. The United Nations Special Envoy for Afghanistan, Lakhdar Brahimi, is in Islamabad today to discuss the formation of a broad-based government in Afghanistan and what role the UN might play in helping achieve that aim. This morning, the UN envoy met with Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf. He is also meeting with representatives of various Afghan opposition groups and is contemplating seeing the Taliban ambassador to Pakistan, Abdul Salam Zaif, who has requested such a meeting. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.